आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। President Draupadi Murmu to preside over two-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan commencing from today. CBI files charge sheet against 13 accused in NEET UG entrance examination paper leak case in Bihar. UPI-based transactions surged to 20.64 lakh crore rupees in July. Kedarnath Yatra suspended due to heavy rainfall in Tehri and Rudraprayag districts of Uttarakhand. In Paris Olympics, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen to face Chinese Taipei Chow Tien in men's singles quarter-final badminton this evening. In cricket, first ODI of three-match series between India and Sri Lanka to be played in Colombo this afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over a two-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan commencing from today. This is the first conference of governors to be presided over by the President. Governors of all states will attend the conference. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several union ministers including Amit Shah, Dharmendra Pradhan, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Ashwini Vaishnav and Dr. Mansukh Mandavia will also attend the conference. The Vice Chairman and CEO of Niti Aayog and other senior officials from the PMO and Cabinet Secretariat in the Home Affairs Ministry will also participate. Our correspondent reports that the agenda of the conference includes the implementation of three criminal laws, reforms in higher education and accreditation of universities and the development of focus areas. The CBI has filed its charge sheet against 13 accused in the NEET UG entrance examination paper leak case in Bihar. The agency said it has filed cases against mastermind of the paper leak scam Manish Prakash, Sikandar Yadvendu and 11 others under sections 120B, 201, 409, 380, 411, 420 and 109 of the IPC. In the NEET UG paper leak case, the Economic Offence Unit EOU of the Bihar Police had busted an organised interstate gang. Initially, the case was registered at Shastri Nagar Police Station in Patna in May this year, but was later transferred to the CBI on 23rd of June. CBI has utilised advanced forensic techniques, artificial intelligence, CCTV footages, tower location analysis and other tools to gather evidence against the accused. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the Speaker of the House of Representatives of Japan, Nokaga Fukishiro, and his delegation of Japanese Parliament and business leaders. During the meeting, the Prime Minister highlighted the conducive business environment and reforms undertaken in India for more investment and technology from Japan. He assured the government's full support to the visiting delegation for these endeavours. The meeting underscored the robust India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership, highlighting the key areas of collaboration and mutual interest with focus on people-to-people cooperation. India and Vietnam have signed 9 agreements to deepen comprehensive strategic partnership and enhance cooperation in the fields of customs, agriculture, legal, radio and television broadcast, culture and tourism. This was stated by Secretary East of Ministry of External Affairs Jaydeep Mozumdar in New Delhi. Briefing media on the state visit of Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Hinh Hinh to China, India, he said Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Hinh Hinh in New Delhi. He said both the leaders agreed to further deepen India-Vietnam relations by increasing economic, strategic and cultural ties. He said Vietnam is a rapidly growing economy and India-Vietnam bilateral trade has reached $15 billion. He said both the countries emphasized on increasing bilateral trade.
Vietnam today is a rapidly growing economy. Our bilateral trade is about $15 billion, although both sides do feel that this could be significantly increased. A joint statement on enhancing our comprehensive strategic partnership and a plan of action for the implementation for the next 4 years were the two key outcomes of the visit. In addition, we signed a number of agreements, 9 in all, to further broaden and deepen our cooperation. These are in very diverse areas, from cooperation in medicinal plants, to customs cooperation, to radio and television programming, legal field, heritage conservation.
Lok Sabha has approved demands for grants of the Ministry of Education. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said budgetary allocation for education has increased over the years, as it is only by providing quality education that India will achieve the target of $30 trillion economy by 2047. Mr. Pradhan was replying to the discussion on demands for grants of Education Ministry in the House. He elaborated that 4 lakh 30,000 crore rupees was being spent on education in 2013-14. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, MSDE, under Kushal Bharat Vikasit Bharat campaign, felicitated trainees and beneficiaries of the Skill India mission in Lucknow yesterday. Union Minister of State, MSDE, Jayant Chaudhary, was the chief guest at the event. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Chaudhary highlighted that government is focusing on skill development and has made it a part of school curriculum in a way that the youth can develop employable skills at an early age. He informed that in this year's budget, Uttar Pradesh has been allocated an amount of 2.43 lakh crore rupees for various developmental projects.
जन भागीदारी और लोगों को जागरूक करना यही सबसे बड़ी चुनौती है और इसलिए जब से मैंने मंत्रालय संभाला है हमने टीम ने बैठक करके हमने तय किया कि ज्यादा से ज्यादा हम सीधा संवाद करेंगे जो अभी बजट में वित्त मंत्री ने प्रस्ताव रखे हैं कौशल विकास के उसमें एक बार फिर राज्यों की बड़ी भूमिका होनी है और इंडस्ट्री के साथ पार्टनरशिप मॉडल में कई राज्यों में अच्छे प्रयोग हो रहे हैं मैं भी प्रोत्साहित करूंगा यूपी में भी इस काम को आगे हम तीव्र गति से बढ़ाएं.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI-based transactions surged in the month of July, reaching 20.64 lakh crore rupees, shows the data released by the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI. The report further reads the UPI transactions have a surge of 35% year-on-year. According to the data, the total UPI transactions count went up almost 4% month-on-month to 14.44 billion in July. The average daily transaction volume stood at 466 million, and UPI is now adding up to 60 lakh new users every month, fueled by the RuPay credit card on UPI and its launch in foreign countries. The Goods and Services Tax, GST, revenue has increased by 10.3% to over 1,82,000 crore rupees last month, the third highest collection overall. According to data released by the Ministry of Finance, the net Goods and Services Tax, GST, collection after adjusting refunds was around 1,60,000 rupees in July, which is a growth of 14.4%. The total refunds decreased by 19.4% to 16,283 crores. Delhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Yogesh Singh has said that the university will use class 12 marks to fill any remaining vacant seats after the regular admission rounds are completed. The announcement comes as the University Grants Commission issued a standard operating procedure SOP for central universities to ensure all seats in UG and PG courses are filled. The UGC noted that keeping the seats vacant for an entire academic year is not only a waste of resources but also results in the denial of quality higher education to many students. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has arrested the working president of Punjab Pradesh Congress Committee, PPCC, and former Cabinet Minister Bharat Bhushan Ashu in tender allotment scam yesterday. The State Vigilance Bureau had exposed the scam. Ashu was summoned for investigation by ED and questioned about his role in the scam related to transportation of grains from mandis. In Uttarakhand, the Kedarnath Yatra has been temporarily halted due to landslides on the trekking path. Meanwhile, a coordinated effort by SDRF, NDRF, DDRF, police and district administration has successfully evacuated over 2,000 people stranded along the Yatra route. Approximately 425 people from Bhimbali, Rambada and Lincholi were airlifted, while 1,100 others between Sonprayag and Bhimbali were safely rerouted yesterday. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial inspection of the affected area. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is closely monitoring the situation arising from heavy rains and the ensuing disaster. The Prime Minister's office has been informed of the entire situation. The Air Force has deployed Chinook and Mi-17 helicopters for rescue operations, and 3 ATF tankers have been sent. In Kerala, with the launch of the 190-feet-long Bailey Bridge across the rivulet at Churalmala last evening, more men and machinery are being moved to the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad district this morning. The death toll in the calamity has risen to 281. Over 180 people were injured in the landslide and are undergoing treatment in various hospitals. More from our Kochi correspondent.
The landslide hit area is experiencing heavy rain this morning, which has caused some delay in the launch of the search operations. The affected area has been divided into 6 zones where 40 teams will be engaged to look out for more bodies among the debris. The first zone comprises Attamala and Aranmala areas, while the second zone is Mundakai and the third zone Punjirimottam. Search operations will also take place at Velarmala village road, which has been designated as the fourth zone. The fifth zone is the Velarmala government higher secondary school area, and the sixth the downstream areas of the small river. Besides the armed forces and the NDRF and other agencies, each team will have 3 local people and a forest official. Dog squads are also being utilized for the search operations. Meanwhile, the authorities are also on the lookout on a 40-kilometer stretch along Chaliar River for more bodies. With Arun Vincent in Wayanad, Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
At Paris Olympics, India's star shuttler Lakshya Sen will be vying for semi-final spot when he faces Chinese Taipei's Chao Tianqian in the quarterfinal match of the men's singles badminton this evening. Sen is currently the only surviving Indian badminton player at the Olympics. We have a report from our Paris correspondent.
India begin action today with golf, where Shubhankar Sharma and Gaganjit Singh Buller will be taking Indian hopes forward. The latest sensation from the Indian contingent, Manu Bakker, will once again be the focus of attention. And along with Isha Singh, both will be competing in shooting in the women's 25-meter pistol event. Ananjit Singh Naruka is also in the fray in men's shooting. In archery, India will battle Indonesia in the mixed team elimination round. Netra Kumanan and Vishnu Saravanan in sailing and Tulika Mann in judo will all be living their Olympic dream. India play Australia in hockey today, and Ankita and Parul Chaudhary are the 2 women running the 5,000 meters. Tajinder Pal Singh Tur, reigning Asian Games gold medalist, will be giving his best in the shot put. This is Savio de Noronha in the French capital of Paris.
In cricket, the first one-day international of the 3-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Colombo today. The match will begin at 2:30 p.m. at R. Premadasa Stadium. Rohit Sharma-led squad will aim for another clean sweep. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. Swapnil guns down 3rd shooting medal for India, headlines The Hindu. Bronze bullet, headlines The Tribune. India's bronze edge, rifle ace Swapnil lives his Olympic dream, headlines The Times of India. All papers have on their front page the devastation caused by landslides in Wayanad in Kerala and the havoc caused by rains in the hill states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Most papers also report of a landmark verdict of 6-1. Supreme Court allows states to subclassify SC/ST quotas, headlines The Asian Age. And finally, in a first, women general takes over key medical post, says the Hindustan Times. Lieutenant General Sadhna Saxena Nair took over as Director General Medical Services. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to preside over 2-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan commencing from today. CBI files charge sheet against 13 accused in NEET UG entrance examination paper leak case in Bihar. UPI-based transactions surged to 20.64 lakh crore rupees in July. Kedarnath Yatra suspended due to heavy rainfall in Tihri and Rudraprayag districts of Uttarakhand. In Paris Olympics, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen to face Chinese Taipei Chao Tian in men's singles quarterfinals badminton this evening. In cricket, first ODI of 3-match series between India and Sri Lanka to be played in Colombo this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.